Okay, I'm joined by Cathal McGinley of Glenry United and David Alcorn of KG Rovers, two clubs who have a long association with the Donegal League. Cathal, we'll start with yourself. Glenry United, I'm sure looking forward to the start of another campaign.
Oh, definitely. Can't wait to get going this year. We got relegated last year. We kept more or less the same team that we got relegated with, but we finished really strong last year after Christmas, and we've strengthened upon that as well. So we're really looking forward to going this year and starting the season, trying to get a few wins under our belt and see where we get on after that.
Yeah, probably important to get a good start as well.
Oh, it is, surely. You get the wins, you get to keep the players interested from the start and keep the momentum going. So we've had a few pre-season games. We've played a couple of teams, a couple of divisions above us, and we've only been getting beat by them by the odd goal. So we're quite competitive at the minute. And we played Glenier there on the weekend, the cup. We beat 1-0, and so we're not happy we get beat, but we're happy with the performance.
Yeah. Well, the signs are good. Yeah. The only thing is, it's a tough division you're in. It's never easy to get out of it.
No, it's not easy to get out of it. And we got out there a couple of years ago, 2 years ago it was, and we're just unfortunately slipped back down into it, and it's going to be a dogfight to get back out of it. But we're optimistic to get up into the playoff, for promotion at least this year anyway, hopefully with the squad we have.
Yeah, well, tell me, Cathal, I know that there's people behind the scenes that put so much work into the organising of a club from year to year, and Glenry United unfortunately lost a long-time club member recently.
We did, surely. It's our best mate of mine, Mickey Buchanan. Now he's been actually got me interested in playing down in Glenry, so big loss to the club. He was everybody loved him down there, and he was managing the reserves up to a couple of years ago to took ill, and he's playing football there. Just a massive loss to everybody down there and the club.
Yeah, and I'm sure the thoughts of everyone associated with Glenry are with the Buchanan family now that you are starting into a new season.
Yeah. Just reach out to the family. They're very, very upsetting time for us all and the family. He's Margaret, thanks to God. Yeah, very sad time. Yeah.
Okay. Well, listen, thanks, Cathal. We'll move on to David Alcorn, KG Rovers. Looking forward to another new season. Plenty happening both on and off the pitch down at your club.
Definitely so, Dermot. We're a couple of months into a redevelopment, or a new development, I should say, of our pitch just adjacent to the current one. It's probably going to be about a year or more, at least until we're able to play on it, but it's a good time for the club. We had a good season last year. We had a slow start, unfortunately, where we'd lost our first five league games, but our form from Halloween onwards was as good, I think, as any team in the division. And just unfortunately, from a promotion point of view, it was just a little too late. We finished fourth. Good positive end to the season, though. And likewise, our reserve team in the Saturday League had a bit of a up and down season, but again towards the end pushed well and got a fifth place position, which means that the club is now in the first division of the Saturday League, and our senior team are in the first division of the Sunday League.
Yeah, so good times. Your two Donegal League teams might be looking at themselves to be challenging for honours this year then, David.
I would hope so, yeah. Our first division in the Sunday League is going to be a challenge. There's a lot of big clubs with good histories, the likes of our neighbours, Gidor Celtic. There's also big clubs having come up from Division 2 in Lifford and Ballybuffet. And of course, we've always had good battles with the likes of Rifo and other teams like that. So yeah, we're definitely looking forward to it. Likewise, our Saturday League team's in an interesting division as well, not least because you've got our two near neighbours, Strand Rovers and Mahery, and our island neighbours, Arnmore United as well. So, and also Glenae, which is quite close to us. So we've got at least six interesting local derbies for the Saturday team. So yeah, between the Saturday team and our Sunday team, who both finished well last year, and our pitch development at KG, things are hopefully looking up.
Yeah, well, listen, Central Park was never an easy place to go whenever we were playing. I'm sure that's still the case.
That's still the case, yeah. Our home form, again, bar the first couple of games last year, was excellent. We had a really good victories. We had really some really good victories over the likes of Donegal Town and Gwydor Celtic in the winter of last year. Donegal Town obviously promoted. We hope to certainly be fighting for our top three spot. Basically, there will be a lot of competition from the teams I've mentioned before, but we're confident.
Okay. Well, listen, good luck for the season ahead, David.
Thanks, Dermot.
Thank you. Good man.